We've got it.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Folks, we are live. Thank you so much for joining us on this Sunday edition. It is the ninth day of October 2011, and I am energized, despite the fact I'm physically tired, up Friday in Dallas for a In the Fed protest, actually going after the true problem in this country, the money laundering globalist insiders that control the issuance of currency and credit. And they're setting up this undemocratic world government. Amazing turnout up there. I'd say 400 people. About 300 or more showed up at the In the Fed in Houston. And even though it was in the rain, probably about 120 down in San Antonio today, even though it was raining cats and dogs down there, I guess symbolic God trying to wash away the filth of the private Federal Reserve. And it was interesting that the police came out about an hour and a half into it and said, the Federal Reserve has called and complained and asked that you get off their private property. And I said, officers, please say that on tape. This is federal. They said, no, it's please say on tape that this Federal Reserve is not federal. And they said, no, it's not. It's private. And they're asking to get off their private property. We said, of course. You know, we want to let the mafia have this organization that looks like a government building and has all these fake federal seals on it and calls itself the Federal Reserve, and we'll get off their property and go to the sidewalk. And the police were smiling and laughing with us. In fact, Rob Dew is here right now dumping all the hours of protest and demonstration video down. And that's the first clip he's going to have ready for radio listeners and PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. That is coming up later, probably in the second hour today. We'll play some clips that haven't been seen yet from some of the demonstrations out there. And he's also going to post at PrisonPlanet.tv some of that, and also at our YouTube channel. And a lot of the instant uploads we did via iPhones that aren't the highest res are already up on the YouTube channel and at PrisonPlanet.tv from the field. But we're also going to be posting a lot of high-res stuff to PrisonPlanet.tv and, of course, on InfoWars nightly news throughout the week. We'll be here covering all of that. Okay, I want to come back from break because what I thought was going to happen has now happened. It's exactly as I saw it. It wasn't hard to see that happening. The establishment always tries to divide and conquer, always tries to balkanize. And then because of their divide and conquer, you're basically forced to respond to them and what they've done. And there is no doubt now that the establishment from the beginning has tried, and in some cases failed, others succeeded, in co-opting the Occupy Wall Street movement. That's why we have headlines here. Occupy Wall Street finds sympathy from the Federal Reserve Chairman. Because it's all this nebulous, the 1% is making too much money, 40% of the wealth, and on and on and on, and we need higher taxes to get the wealthy people. Driving in, listening to the local affiliate, we're on 590 AM, I heard a woman talking about we need to tax small businesses more because that'll help the economy. I mean, they have no idea how reality operates, and that's exactly how the banksters manipulate people. So I want to speak to the Tea Party people. I want to speak to the Occupy Wall Street people. And I know it's fun to fight with each other and get into tribal warfare and say Cowboys versus Redskins, Chevy versus Ford, Pepsi versus Coca-Cola, good guys versus the bad guys, Cowboys and Indians. Don't pick a side whether you're for the Cowboys or the Indians here. Okay, the Cowboys and the Indians are all getting stuff put in their water, all getting our pension funds destroyed, all having our currency devalued. We're all under attack. So no matter if you see the Republicans as the Indians, or the Cowboys as the good guys, the bad guys, whether you see the Indians as the good guys, the bad guys, let's just get off all of this fighting with each other. Let's talk about the reality. We'll also take your phones throughout the transmission. It's In the Fed. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Question: when the next disaster strikes, will you be ready? Answer: yes. If you have top quality survival gear from the survivalzone.com, these days it's wise to keep a survival kit in your vehicle, home, and office. The survivalzone.com specializes in ready to go wilderness, 72 hour and compact survival kits, plus freeze dried and dehydrated food, MREs, stun guns, non-hybrid seeds, and much more. Call 603-838-5933 to be prepared with the survivalzone.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
The ninth day of October 2011. We're going to be here for the next 2 hours, as we are every Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. That's 5 to 7 Eastern. I guess, 2 to 4 Pacific, 3 to 5 Mountain. I want to get people to get outside the left-right paradigm, outside that box, and get serious, get focused. I want people out there to really listen to me and to really pay attention to what I'm going to say to them, okay? I really want that. Because if we continue to allow the establishment to play us off against each other, we're going to continue to go down the same road. Our republic falling apart. Now, I just returned from a 3-day trip in Dallas, Houston, and ended it this morning in San Antonio, demonstrating at the In the Fed rallies that have been kicked off across the nation. There are these buildings all across the country that look like federal buildings, that have federal seals on them, that are private. And they're alien to our country. They arrived in 1913, and since then have transferred a large portion of the country's wealth to offshore banks. Our middle class has shrunk in the last 30 years directly under the policies of this group. Now, they are not free market. They are what you call crony capitalist or monopoly capitalist. They do not like regular capitalism. Here's an example of crony capitalism. General Electric finances Obama, along with Wall Street powerhouses. 4-1 is Republican challenger. Not saying McCain was good. The point is they knew Obama was going to be the man. He gets in. General Electric in the last 2 years has been given waivers for their power plants. This is all on record. But every other major company isn't given waivers over the new greenhouse rules. And hundreds have been shut down or are being shut down, and power prices nationwide have gone up over 30% in just the last couple of years, because more than half our energy is produced by coal. It's totally clean. All that comes out is water vapor and carbon dioxide and heat. And the government has federal monitor systems in those stacks. It goes through giant scrubber systems. But I don't want to digress here. I'm just trying to explain something. You're not going to hear Occupy Wall Street, and you're not going to hear the Tea Party, one being cast as the left, the other being cast as the right, so they can play us off against each other. Can't have populism in America. Can't ever have real issues. No, just have groups that are supposedly in their little enclaves that can then be played off against each other in divide and conquer, in balkanization. So that is crony capitalism. I was reading an Austin Energy report just last week that was even in the Statesman. It was also in the Austin Metro, a new local paper, but it was actually their numbers. And they said some businesses and homes will pay 60% more in the next 2 years. I didn't even know that. And they're saying, well, if you use more power, we're going to punish you. But it said the government buildings are exempt, and they're exempt from blackouts, and they're going to have blackouts now. It's like we live in Romania or something, because they're shutting down power plants everywhere. Now, what do you call that? Because the class warfare people, the average Occupy Wall Street folks, they're just saying, hey, we want our student loans paid off. Or they're saying, we want more jobs, we want more opportunity. We don't think this country's going in the right direction. They don't. They're not very sophisticated, but they know that they've got a problem. And yes, the Democratic Party admits they've come in from day one and tried to take it over. So they've had the head of the Federal Reserve. They've had Obama. They've had the head of the Dallas Fed. They've had Geithner. They've had Al Gore call for an Arab Spring. And they've all endorsed it. Now, isn't that funny? A lot of mainline Republicans still can't criticize the Federal Reserve because they see it as a corporation or as a money system, and that can never do any wrong. In fact, a lot of Republicans can't even criticize GE because it's a private company. And so if it wants to use government regulations to shut down its competition, so be it, because it's a corporation. It cannot do wrong. That's the mainline Republican view. Now, on the other end, you've got kind of the socialist people who think government can do no wrong and corporations can do no right. And you add these two groups together, they're both addled and don't know how the world works, okay? The truth is there's insider mega corporations that openly call it a new world order to set up a global private corporate governance system where the majority of your tax money is paid to them through contracts and bailouts and different scams. And where government, merging with the big mega corporations, using that power, shuts down their competition. And it happens in beef production, poultry, farming, water treatment, electrical generation, everything. Everything. And these corporations are patient. They'll come in, take 10 years getting their people in the legislature of the state, and then they'll just totally take over the water systems, the bridges, the roads, and they call it privatization. But it's not even privatization. It's still government-run. You still pay for it. They just throw a toll road on top of it and rape you. That's not free market when General Electric comes in and sends in the Nature Conservancy and others to make it sexy to shut down your state-run or your local or even shut down your privately-owned small power plants, because then GE just ups their capacity but then charges you more. See, if you don't talk about the crony capitalism, there is no way out of this. And the bankers are going to take the public's unsophisticated understanding of this, their childlike education level when it comes to real geopolitical and corporate and governance issues, and they're going to completely use the general public's anger, as the bankers always do, the inner coterie of bankers, the banksters, the private Federal Reserve shareholders, they're going to use that ignorance to sell class warfare. Let's get this straight. The Democratic Party, the Federal Reserve, are openly engaged in class warfare. And Rand Paul's right that he's afraid this is turning into a Paris mob like they had in the French Revolution, the different from our revolution, where they just killed anybody that had, you know, one French franc more than they did. That's what we're talking about, is a red terror in this country that is run by the George Soroses who finance this stuff worldwide. They know the public gets mad because of their globalist policies, shutting a country down with high taxes, regulation, corporate bailouts, giant defense budgets, all of it, all these different forms of government welfare and government insider largesse. And then they take the giant welfare class that these plutocrats, these parasites, these money changers always start financing a welfare state to have a mob of uneducated, ill-informed know-it-alls to be pointed at what's left of the middle class. Because it's always the middle class that owns their own businesses, their own systems, their own factories, their own grocery stores, their own car dealerships, their own farmland, that is not going to roll over to being slaves in history. So whether it's Pol Pot in Cambodia, or whether it's Fidel Castro in Cuba, or whether it's Lenin in Russia, or the National Socialist Nazis in Germany, the first thing they do is get people on welfare. The next thing they do is play that welfare class off against the middle class and shut down most of the small businesses and corporations. Okay? That's what's going on. The real political landscape is the big mega banks openly, with the big insurance companies and others, and I can give you example after example, are engaged in highway robbery at every level of society and shipping the wealth tax-free offshore. Then the big rich bankers come back and tell the public, look, this 1% is making 40% of the wealth, let's raise their taxes. Then the bankers put forward a tax program that actually raises taxes on the middle class, because the bankers are going to get the middle class's money in banker bailouts.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and T-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning, and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher-safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Hey, everybody. Jason Lewis here once again. These are hard times for investors. If you're like me, you just don't know where to put your money because there's a downside to every possible scenario. Now, look, every portfolio needs a hedge for inflation. Gold has been the classic. I want to tell you, I want to be honest with you, commodities fluctuate. So you could lose money. Gold goes up and down. But every stable portfolio usually has an inflation hedge, and gold is, well, the gold standard. Washington is not going to get us out of this recovery. So you've got to protect yourself. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but it's lost a lot of its value since then. Call Midas Resources today, 1-800-686-2237 for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
This is our land. These are our people. The workers. The strivers. The builders. These are our people. Who are they? They are the dark armies. The dark murdering armies whose only honor is atrocity.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, folks, we are back live. And it's fun for Democrats to hate Tea Partiers. It's fun for Republicans to hate Occupy Wall Street people. But wouldn't it just be nice to actually shift our paradigm and realize that there's a private Federal Reserve that took the country over, that masquerades as a federal agency, that gave itself $16.6 trillion. They always talk about the 800 and something billion in the first bailout. That was an open window of money they went to over and over again. Then you have the Federal Reserve monetizing Treasury bills, buying upwards of 80% of U.S. Treasuries when they go on the market. And you know what? They could just outright buy those and let them sit there. Instead, they buy it and then pass it over as a debt to the U.S. government, and then interest is paid to the private Federal Reserve. Do you understand the magnitude of this fraud? Do you understand this is not free market? Do you understand a $2 trillion a year defense budget is bankrupting this country? I never hear you Republicans talking about cutting that when you're talking about welfare all day. And by the way, I know that the main budget's $1.1 trillion, but supplemental is upwards of $850 to $900 billion, not even counting another $500 billion or so for all these other, what, 15-plus spy agencies. Okay? We're not in Kansas anymore. What do you call it, and this happened under Bush as well, when select corporations get waivers from regulations that the corporations write to shut down their competition? Big Agra tried to pass the Food Safety Act over and over again, openly in their lobbying, giving the money to shut down small farms and ranches, because the Big Agra is going to be exempt. You go back 50, 60 years ago, the big milk producers wanted to be able to homogenize and boil the milk and sell you rotten milk, sell you milk that was diseased. But they had to be able to homogenize it to cover it up. But they couldn't have people competing with them with a milkman coming to your door with milk that came out of a cow 2 hours before and had all that life in it, real milk. So they just got state laws passed to restrict the selling of fresh milk. Do you call that free market? To have them go and lobby to shut down their competition? Just like Big Agra has lobbied now to irradiate rotten beef and rotten chicken, and they just feed you rotten meat. They grind it up. And if that isn't enough, they spray live vaccines on the rotten meat that are filled with viruses that eat the deadly bacteria, but you're still eating the dead bacteria and their toxins. See, this is what government does with big corporations. They're the ones bringing us all this tyranny. The Fortune 100 openly wage war against the rest of the economy. They openly get tax incentives to move to China. And then China doesn't let your average American company even move over there. Only the big insiders. Goes back to Nixon and Kissinger that traveled over there and set up those inside deals. Those handful of globalist companies are able to move there and then leverage out all their competition here. That's not free or fair market. Let me give you another example before I give the phone number out and get into more of the news today. This is an important example. I've got a whole stack of news here in my hand. Associated Press, Reuters, you name it. Occupy Wall Street finds sympathy from the Fed, and the head of the Federal Reserve, Ben Bernanke, Osama Ben Bernanke, has come out and he has said that he feels their pain, understands, and a bunch of other Federal Reserve chairmen in different branches, the Dallas head came out and said he understands their anger, they've had Al Gore and Obama come out. Obama came out and he said, you know, I would have prosecuted these big banks for creating the derivatives that have endangered the entire economy with their, their counterfeit instruments. He didn't say that. He said, I know these banks have done some things that look like they're wrong, but they're not illegal, so I can't prosecute them. Well, number one, that's a lie. They've had Senate committees find that Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, Bank of America, and others have done things that are illegal, clearly, and they haven't gotten in trouble for it. That's confirmed. And by the way, those big banks are the private shareholders of the Federal Reserve. Your local credit union is an FDIC member and is regulated by the SEC and the different federal banking committees that are controlled by Federal Reserve revolving door alumni. And the head of the Texas Banking Association came out talking about all these new banking acts they're trying to get through, what, just earlier this year, and said, this is the big mega banks trying to come in and take over local regional banks. See, that's where the real world is. The big guys using government to shut down their competition. And you're not going to hear that from the Tea Party, and you're not going to hear that from the Occupy Wall Street people. Now, let me be clear here. I tend to like the Tea Party better because they are more free market. They're pro-Second Amendment. A lot of them are anti-Federal Reserve and understand it because Ron Paul movement 4 years ago started the Tea Party. That's undisputed. The Republicans tried to co-opt it by having Herman Cain and the Texas Governor Rick Perry and others act like Ron Pauls. Rick Perry calling the Fed treasonous and Herman Cain, who was the Kansas City Fed head, just saying, call them up. They care about you. You know, they're non-political. Don't worry about them. And for all these decades, they pose as a federal agency. And so the big issue I'm trying to get through to people here is that when I was down there protesting the Fed this morning in San Antonio and the day before that in Houston and Friday night in Dallas, I want to thank all the great people that came out. It was wonderful being around people that actually are informed and enlightened and have the spark and lightning of liberty in their eyes. Old, young, black, white, Hispanic, Asian, you name it. Every race, religion, you name it. Beautiful. Understanding the real threat to our republic. As the Federal Reserve promotes globalism, all of it. There were Dallas Morning News reporters there, D Magazine reporters. The D Magazine was a pretty fair article. We can actually put that up on screen for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. All of these people, all of this media that was there, I would point out to them, hey, use your LexisNexis. Use your Google system. Just search Federal Reserve Bank launder drug money. And you'll get 30, 40 years of news where, oh, we had 20 billion, 50 billion, 100 billion, 300-something billion. Never mind, we're not going to get in trouble for it. That's what I'm talking about. You've got these mainline conservatives that want to act like anybody that's rich is perfect. Anybody who's got money is perfect. You've got the left saying confiscate all wealth. And it's just not an adult, historically accurate perspective. Okay? So I want to break that down when we come back. But the point is, the Federal Reserve says they're with Occupy Wall Street. Why is that? Because Occupy Wall Street is nebulous. Their leaders, the people the media has speaking for them, are calling for socialism and an end to capitalism.
Still ready to save? Then you're ready for the fall super sale at HerbalHealer.com. HerbalHealer.com has been the leader in quality natural supplements since 1988. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of incredible fall savings on all sale products running through October 18th. HerbalHealer.com is proud to offer eFoods Global products, premium storable foods that are delicious, contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. All you do with just add water. To learn more, click the Eat Foods link on HerbalHealer.com, and you can try Eat Foods storable meals for free. And don't forget to click the specials link for even more savings at HerbalHealer.com. Be sure to sign up for our free newsletter, and as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time. Hurry, sale ends October 18th.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military-issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E military.com. The main name in military supply.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Gentlemen, we are back live. I'm Alex Jones, your host. I do want to take a lot of phone calls. I want to hear from the Occupy Wall Street people. I want to hear from the In the Fetters all over the country. I want to break down exactly who is behind the Occupy Wall Street group and where this whole situation is headed. I want to look more at the Federal Reserve itself. Coming up in a few minutes, I'm going to play a video / audio clip. For PrisonPlanet.tv members, you'll be able to see the video. For radio listeners, so obviously you can hear the audio, or we'll post it later at InfoWars.com so you can go there and watch it at your leisure. Where just a few hours ago we were in San Antonio, and after about an hour and a half of demonstrating there at the private Federal Reserve branch of the Dallas mothership that's over Region 11, the local four-state area, and again, I was there protesting Friday, and then the Houston Fed on Saturday and then San Antonio Sunday. The police showed up and very nicely said, you're right up against their windows. You're on their property. And I said, officers, is this private property? They said, yes, sir, it is. Actually, I was around the corner doing an interview because I've been off and on bullhorning. And then we had to cut it off because they said, hey, the police are here. And they're saying we need to get off the private property. So I walked over and had them repeat that with the captain and I guess the lieutenant that were there. And they thought it was real funny. I mean, in a nice way. I said, this looks like a federal building, doesn't it? See all the federal seals? And that's like impersonating an officer. It is impersonating a federal agency. That's what it did. This was a huge controversy at the time. A private group of banks, six banks, created it with their shareholders, and 100 years after it was set up, after the 1910 secret meeting at Jekyll Island, Georgia, earlier this year, they had a televised two-day event. They televised a few hours of it with Greenspan, Bernanke, Volcker, all these Federal Reserve alumni, David Rockefeller, and they got up there and laughed about the secret meeting there and how they bamboozled the public, how their predecessors did. And Greenspan made weird comments about, yeah, a lot of crimes have been committed. The people are going to get angry, and they would laugh about it with them at the Jekyll Island resort. And they put this on C-SPAN, laughing at us. It's so funny. So I'm talking to the cops, and I go, this ought to be investigated. I mean, fake federal seals? It looks like a federal building, uses the same Gothic design? Wonder what's going on here. Somebody's impersonating something. And the cops were smiling, and, yeah, we know. I had the same thing happen in Dallas 3 years ago when I was there protesting. Same thing happened this Friday night when I was there. The Houston police were the nicest and were very, very friendly. And that's good. That's good because you should not only support the First Amendment, but you should also enjoy it because it's your right and your liberty and your freedom, hard won. They don't have that right in many countries. Now, I digress. If you were at any of these events around the country, because I hear this talking point put out, that the Occupy Wall Street doesn't know what they want. Well, yeah, when the media goes and points their camera at the average person that's got 2 degrees and can't find a job because of the Ponzi scheme of higher education now that's been proven to be overpriced, and because of globalization, we've been deindustrialized, and globalists aren't making major investments in this country, and many of the degrees people are getting are obsolete. I would love to hear from you because I've had reporters in Austin at Occupy Austin. I've had them in Manhattan at Occupy Wall Street. I've sent my reporters around the country, and I've been around Texas. And I have had Occupy Wall Street run up to all three of our events and get across the street, just a few of them, and kind of get angry. And then I'd come over and say nice things about them, and suddenly they'd come over and be friendly. And I was talking to Matt Medina of We Are Change San Antonio earlier in the week. He called and said, no, the Occupy Wall Street's really waking up. They understand the Federal Reserve is the problem, not capitalism, not free market, that it's insiders using government connections to run scams and bailouts like S&L crisis. And that was another admitted government bailout scam of crooks, where they set up this too big to fail and basically get away with the Ponzi scheme. They don't go to jail like Bernie Madoff. And now, he said, in the last 3 days, Move On came, the unions came, they took it over, and they said, we don't want Ron Paul, we don't want Alex Jones, we don't want to march to the Federal Reserve, just like Michael Moore said a week ago to our reporter Luke Radowski. We played the clip here. He said, no, the Federal Reserve's not the problem, I don't want to talk about that. Capitalism's the problem. Free market, private property. This is a guy worth hundreds of millions of dollars with all this private property, and he wants to sit there and lecture people. So understand, when you've got Bernanke and the head of the Dallas Fed and Obama and Al Gore and Bill Clinton and all these usual suspects coming out and saying, well, gee, I tell you what, I really do like these Wall Street people. That's A, an attempt to ingratiate themselves with people, and B, it's a way to co-opt it. And so, yeah, you do have people that don't know exactly what they stand for. They just know things aren't going in a good direction. And it does go back, the idea to have people go out and hit Wall Street came out from AdBusters and some MoveOn.org connected people. So they basically knew what they were doing. They can look at the actuaries and the numbers coming in off tracking the web and chatter. The Federal Reserve admits they do that. They know people are getting ready to really start demonstrating. We've been demonstrating against the Fed for 4 years. We're having a lot of them in New York in the Fed demonstrations the last few months. So the establishment triggers and has the grassroots call, hey, show up if you're against the corruption of Wall Street. Nebulous. Not the big six megabanks. Now let's blame the 30,000 U.S. firms that actually keep America going and made this the most wealthy country in the world. Let's say it's the 99 against the 1%. Let's make it a collectivist idea, when in truth it's about 2% controls 40% of the wealth. They don't really have it. And most of those are the ultra-rich that are literally globalist and officially live overseas and have written U.S. laws to be exempt. That's the other thing you're not told. They have all these billionaires that have made their money off banker bailouts like Warren Buffett, who is up there saying, raise taxes on the rich like me, then you get the Buffett plan. I've read it. I've read the subsections on here. Go read the Buffett House plan and Senate plan. It's a tax increase on everybody making $125,000 a year individually. And it's all these other new taxes. So, the mega corporations and the defense lobby and the bureaucracy, all of it, they all want more tax money. And so they're in there lobbying. And there's only one Republican in the House that really exposes these out-of-control budgets across the board, including defense. That's Ron Paul. In the Senate, it's Rand Paul. I mean, we are bankrupt by design, though. And we're being maneuvered into deeper bankruptcy, just like the European Central Bank, same shareholders as the Federal Reserve. That's why most of our bailout money went to offshore banks. They're now bankrupting Europe fully and bringing them into this, quote, financial union. So that's what this is all really about. So I'd like to hear from people that are part of Occupy Wall Street. There's a talking point that you don't know what you're talking about. Well, actually, there's a talking point being inserted that collectivism's good, socialism's good, 1% have all the wealth. That's not true. Let me give you another statistic. You can pull this up. The United States is 5% of the world population. Out of 100%, we're 5%. We're 310 million out of 7 billion. 310 million. The United States, up until 2008, had 49% of the world's wealth. 5%, 49% of the world's wealth. Almost half of it. So these idiots, and I'm not saying they're all idiots, but the people that are really getting into the class warfare and saying, let's get the 1%, okay, which is just a diverse group of wealthy people, some of them crony capitalists, some of them insiders, most of the really ultra-rich, again, are not even on that list. Their wealth's hidden. It's in tax-free foundations. They're offshore. David Rockefeller, Warren Buffett, Bill Gates, those guys. Here, Bill Gates gave his money. No, he didn't. He put it in tax-free foundations and gives the profit and then makes giant actuary profits off of not having to tax any of it. Do the math. So, you people saying get the 1%. Oh, you want the world to come get the 1%? How about America, the 5%? You understand that? It's because we've had more capitalism than any other country that we had half the wealth.
Alex Jones here with vital information concerning our nation's fragile food supply. Folks, there are some truly dangerous trends forming, and I think it's important for my listeners to do three things right away. Number one, study the past. History really does repeat itself. Number two, learn to spot the dangerous food shortage trends. Number three, take decisive action. A perfect storm is brewing, or a global food crisis. That's why I'm telling everyone to read the new book, Rising Prices, Empty Shelves, Warning Signs That Trigger the Deadliest Famines in History. Don't get caught unprepared when the crisis hits. This book is only available at risingprices.emptyshelves.com. You'll also get a free copy of Supermarket Survival, How to Cut Your Grocery Bills in Half. Again, that website is risingprices.emptyshelves.com. That's risingprices.emptyshelves.com.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vapriate e-liquid flavors at LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network. Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, let me quantify this as simply as I can, and then I'm going to give the toll-free number out. And I'm going to do nothing but take your phone calls in the second hour today. Call after call, I promise. But specifically on where this country's going economically. I mean, you know, 3.5 years ago, I told you the banker bailouts wouldn't work. It would only make things worse. It would devalue the currency. That Europe would implode next. Not because I have a crystal ball. This is a planned program of the global private central banks waging economic warfare on the planet. 2,000 pages of their documents got leaked the same day Joseph Stiglitz left the World Bank in 2002 and were in the BBC, how they planned all this. I wrote a chapter in my book, Descent into Tyranny, on it, predicting it. 9 years ago, we knew exactly what was going to happen. When they were done bankrupting Europe, they'd announce a new Bank of the World. You pay carbon taxes and VAT taxes too, and sales taxes. And they have conservative leaders in Europe and in the U.S., all from Herman Cain right over to Neil Bortz, you name it, Bill O'Reilly, Sean Hannity, Glenn Beck, all of them calling for VAT and sales taxes. I've played the clips here. Just type in Bill O'Reilly calls for VAT and sales tax. All of them. So we got to pay off this debt. We don't owe over 90% of it. Over 90% of it. In every country you look at it, from Iceland to Greece to the U.S., is derivative garbage that we've been signed on to. That's what's infecting the entire financial system. And the globalists like it that way. It's a ball and chain around us. And then I got to hear conservatives on the radio like children. I know they're not bad people. Like children going, well, my gosh, the Occupy Wall Street, you know, they're against the free market. They're a bunch of lazy hippies. Oh, yeah, quite a few of them are actually lazy hippies. But a lot of them are people that have had their pensions stolen, their houses stolen. I mean, it's on record that big banks are taking people's houses they don't even have a deed to and never owned, including paid for in cash houses that in several Bank of America cases we know of, they take them knowing it's not even their house and go lie in court. And all the other big banks are doing it. I mean, when I get up here and tell you the government's running drugs, it's in the news today that subpoenas are being sent by Congress to Holder. It's in the news that he's been caught now perjuring himself, and that the memos that he signed off on and the minutes of his meetings are public. They were public 6 months ago in federal court. You know what else was in federal court, the Sinaloa drug gang cartel hearings? The U.S. declared national security and did say, yes, we allow Sinaloa to bring in tens of tons of cocaine a month, and we give them firearms. It's now confirmed in Fox News, Associated Press, but they just bury it in the article. Oh, in one case, the ATF gave 2,000 guns directly to the Sinaloa cartel and others. They're giving drug cartels in Chicago and Tampa guns. Did you know that's in the Florida papers? Did you know that's in the El Paso Times? But it's never on the national news. Do you understand that ISA is not going to go after them for the cocaine? Because you know why? The Sinaloa documents that came out show it's a 5.5-year-old program. It's like Iran-Contra. It predates Obama. Now, Obama went one further, though. He didn't just have ATF go buy guns and then give them to Mexican drug cartels to knock out drug cartels south of the border and consolidate power. He would order cameras, this is all public now, to be put in. And that was the first part of the Fast and Furious the public was told about. And the establishment hoped it stayed there and then would videotape the straw purchases. Those were ATF agents coming in getting the guns. That was the part of the program here in the U.S. to blame the Second Amendment. So the real program was arming drug cartels that are running drugs into the U.S., laundering it through Federal Reserve banks. But they wanted the added goodie. The Bush administration did not blame it on the Second Amendment. They just did an Iran-Contra deal. Guns shipped south the border, drugs in. Eight agencies, FBI, DEA, Coast Guard, Border Patrol. Go read this. Just type El Paso Times, ATF, cocaine. And I mean, in fact, show folks on Google. You'll get, they've had like 10 different articles the last few months. We had it before they did back in January, or was it February? We had PrisonPlanet.com articles about it because we had the federal documents. How did we go to the Federal Register and see the federal court documents? A listener found it and sent it to us. We went on the Chicago court system thing, and there it all was. Now, what's going on right now is, there it is, documents. Fed allegedly allowed Sinaloa cartel to move cocaine to the U.S. for information. And that's an old article from a few months ago. That's a whitewash. It's now completely come out that in just one case, they shipped 2,000 guns directly to them. And who got caught last year laundering $376 billion and paid a $111 million fine on it? Wells Fargo, Wachovia. I've shown that so many times, no point. Just type in Wells Fargo, Wachovia, drug money laundering. I mean, they even leased them and ran the aircraft for them. $378 billion or $376 billion. Do you think that's being hidden in some crack house where you live in Chicago or Illinois or Austin, Texas or someplace? There it is. Wachovia to settle drug money laundering case. And since they paid $160 million, it was $111 million that their parent company ended up actually paying. That's Wells Fargo. Oh, but here's Herman Cain. Herman Cain steps up attacks on protesters. Mr. Federal Reserve. Mr. Federal Reserve head of Kansas City previously. Mr. 999. He wants a sales tax on top of the income tax. I always told you with this fair tax business they were going to keep the income tax on top of it. That's how they've done it in Europe. But you're not going to listen. It's too much fun as a mainline Republican to get cheated. Herman Cain steps up to attacks on Wall Street protest. Now, let's really break down what's going on with Mr. Cain. He's an establishment person, just like Mitt Romney, just like Rick Perry. And it's worse. It's worse than working for Al Gore like Rick Perry did to actually work for the Federal Reserve. But Herman Cain is up there now because it's popular with conservatives to say, hey, you dirty hippies, if you don't make money, it's because, and you don't have a good life, it's because you're lazy and stupid. Well, certainly there's still a lot of opportunity in this country, and if you really are smart and work hard, you can end up doing very well. But the IRS will probably come audit you for no reason and take half of what you got. Famous for cheating people. But now, he's coming out. This is how they play. I want to explain this to people very, very simply, okay? This is how they do it. They have the Tea Party come out 4 years ago. Media ignores it. Then the Republicans try to co-opt it. The establishment comes out and says it's white racist. Then anybody who's got any pigment in their skin thinks, well, I can't be part of the Tea Party. It's white racist. Divide and conquer. As if people that have brown skin or tan skin can't be for the Second Amendment or freedom or lower taxes. And they put out the hoax that it's racist and white only. And it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. Then these foundations, by the way, I have an article connected to the CIA. That's now come out at InfoWars.com. A group connected to the CIA and color revolutions overseas. They trigger them when they know the time's right. Who wants collectivism, the big government run by the big corporations, to shut down their competition to get taxpayer money. Herman Cain never tells you that. Never talks about the welfare of the big mega banks getting trillions in bailouts. Not 800 and something billion, and the talking point that they paid it all back. Yeah, they got it interest-free, loaned out at 30-plus percent interest on average, and that was only the 870-something billion that they tried to order all banks to take a piece of so they'd be dirty and part of it. A lot of banks wouldn't take it or gave it back when they figured that out. So they could later be blamed for the $16.6 trillion. You know, they now admit that number of Federal Reserve secret bailouts to themselves, private banks, $16.6 trillion, not counting in another $10 trillion. Bloomberg says it's $27 trillion. Oh, but the talking point is they paid back the 800 and something billion. See how they bamboozle you? How they play you? So it's very simple. They demonize the Tea Party and say to destroy a populist movement or try to. The CIA and the control groups advertise Occupy Wall Street. Grassroots people show up saying, we don't like the corruption on Wall Street. Then they send in Democratic Party operatives to try to co-opt it so they can ride back into power, and so the Federal Reserve can pass tax increases they want as the liberal counter to rich people, when really the Federal Reserve type central banks worldwide always want to raise taxes to control the public and get more of that tax money. That's why they have the 100 millionaire plus guy running around up there, you know, looks like a self-propelled stomach, Michael Moore, scurrying around saying capitalism's the problem. Not the Federal Reserve that created the derivatives and allowed it and got rid of Glass-Steagall. Not the globalist bankers. Not the people getting tens of trillions in bailouts. Not the people openly pushing world government. No, no, no. It's not the Federal Reserve. It's anybody with property. And now the bankers are going to sick the giant poor mass of people during the Depression on what's left of America and blame capitalism for it. And the bankers sit offshore laughing. Now that's what's really going on. Your calls are coming up in hour number two and a lot more. Stay with us.
Hi, Ted Anderson announcing a great way to listen to radio on the telephone. By calling 760-569-7700, you'll be hearing GCNLive.com programs in seconds. Come to GCNLive.com, find your favorite host's dedicated phone number, and hear them 24-7. You heard me right, every show has a dedicated phone number. Stop by GCNLive.com and bookmark their number today. And again, that's 760-569-7700. We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.